every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
And it all has to do with you.
Thanks for tuning in.
It's Rosie on the House, your weekend wake-up tradition.
Country boys and girls getting down on the farm.
Come on around back, Arizona. It is Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, the Outdoor Living Hour, first Saturday of the month. So we have Farm Bureau spokeswoman Julie Murphy in studio. And what a better way to have a 4th of July broadcast than talking American farming. How more patriotic can you get than an American farming, ranching community? I just spent a lot of time on the road through Kansas, Oklahoma, Iowa, Nebraska, Colorado, and talk about heart of the farmland. And every stop was a John Deere or a Kubota dealership, and
Red Barns,
and miles and miles and miles of
silos, grain silos,
harvests, and crops, and plows, and
that's
trucks,
awesome.
And cows, and it was just a great trip through middle America.
Yes. 4th of July celebration. Great weekend. That's the best way to celebrate it is with farming. Like apple pie and watermelons, since we're going to be talking about melons.
Melons is exactly where we were going. If you follow along in our home maintenance calendar, every month we put together what we're talking about. And what we try and do in the Farm Bureau segment is connect you, the listener,
yes,
with what's coming out of the Farm Bureau of commodities or ranching that are fresh. So when you're out and you're doing your grocery shopping and you're providing for your family and planning your meals, you know which brands to look for or what names to look for to know you're supporting local agriculture.
We're very seasonal on Rosie on the House, and being seasonal means that we need to talk about melons now. All of our summer vegetables and fruits are just not hot off the press, but hot off or immediately off the field, and one of them's melons. And we have a special guest today. We're actually going to find out about her family farming background first, but Cammie Weddle with Rousseau Farming Company, she is their director of food safety. That's how important it is for our farmers and ranchers today in Arizona and America in general to be conscientious of their food safety and just making sure that what we bring to your table every day is at its highest quality. So, Cammie, my first question before we get into what you do for Rousseau Farming Company is, tell us about you. You're a Yuma girl. Your family is still farming. And what's the story? What's the scoop?
All right. Well, thank you for having me. Yeah. So I grew up in a farming family. My parents still farm in Yuma, Arizona. And they do a couple different commodities, alfalfa mainly, and then citrus and lemons specifically. And so it's nice to be able to continue to work for a farm family up here in Phoenix. My brother now is working down with my dad. And my grandparents started that farm in Yuma, so it's generationally is continuing down there. So I'm just glad that I'm able to, still work in agriculture.
So we can say at least three generations of the Weddles in Yuma.
Yep.
Right?
Yes.
Now, you mentioned to me where the farm was. Explain that a little bit.
So we're actually up on the Yuma Mesa.
What
so
does
if
that
you're
mean?
Yeah. familiar with Yuma, but it's just on kind of the mesa, the top part of, not in the valley where most of the vegetables are grown, the lettuces and your kind of winter crops and melons are down on the valley. And then the top mesa has always historically been alfalfa and some cotton and citrus mainly. So there's a couple of packing sheds in the area. And so it's a big citrus. I don't know if you guys are familiar, but Phoenix obviously was a big citrus producer back in the day. And so now a lot of that is actually in Yuma.
Is in Yuma, especially mm-hmm. our lemons and, well, just citrus in general. So another thing that I kind of like to emphasize about Yuma, because it's such a mecca of agriculture, is how many cropping, I don't know, what would you call it?
Rotations,
thank you, that can be done in just a given year. So right now, they pretty much, are starting to harvest the cotton. That's how early it is, or they're about to. And then they've got to move that quickly for some of our produce farmers that also do the produce besides the cotton. But there's this amazing cyclical movement in Yuma Ag, correct?
Yeah, and a lot of the reason you do that is to just keep the soil healthy and not do back-to-back crops of the same thing. So like us up here is very similar. We start planting in August, like broccoli or cabbage or carrots, and then we'll move in February. We'll start planting watermelons, and then we always kind of rotate with a silage corn or a wheat or something, Milo, mixed in there. So yeah, for soil health, there's a lot of that, and then just to be able to utilize the land efficiently and create back-to-back crops.
And especially California, especially Arizona, because we have those 300 plus days of sunshine, we also have that capability to be doing quite a lot on the same ground. Soil health is key, it's very important, and to your point, that's one of the reasons they do it. But obviously, you're now embedded here in Phoenix, so tell us that story. What transitioned you to get into food safety? What were those influences? And then ending up working for Russo Farming Company.
So my background is in science, and in 2006, 2007, we had that large E. coli outbreak in spinach. So food safety really came to the forefront, and farmers were doing a lot of these practices already, but it wasn't being recorded. And it so just kind of that program, the Arizona Leafy Green program, came together, and they were looking for a food safety person that could be on the farm and also in the facilities. And with my microbiology background, it was kind of a perfect fit. And so it's just evolved into that. And 14 years later, here I am. And the company and the organization's really great to work for. And a lot of people don't know that this valley, we have these large farms that are producing our food right here. And staying in Arizona and then going across the country. So it's just exciting to be a part of that.
In fact, it's not unusual for Russo watermelons, because that's one of the things you're harvesting right now, to show up in a lot of farmers markets or a lot of farmers. It's kind of like a fraternity of farmers. And if you're the one that's growing that premium crop in season, and again, it happens to be watermelons right now, it might be at somebody else's farm stand, because all the farmers know each other and they want that product, and the Russo family grows everything so well. And that's the other point. They're a large farm, but they're family owned and operated, and you pretty much know all the Russo family, correct?
Yes, yes. So they're involved. Willa and Leslie are involved in the day-to-day, and he's planning out what crops we're going to plant and where. And so that's neat that he's so involved like that. And as you were mentioning, it's just neat to be in this type of
I have a fun, you mentioned farmer's market. I have a fun farmer's market experience from this past travel. One of the nights that we're on this trip, I said, okay, I'll cook tonight. We'll do some boiled crawfish. And when you boil crawfish, your vegetables are corn, potatoes, and onions is your basic base. And this is just kind of a testament to Arizona and our agriculture. You have the corn trail that you can follow from, basically just above sea elevation all the way up to Snowflake, and have fresh corn for almost, 5 months out of the year?
Pretty much. It's extended thanks to the other, I like to call them, because when I hang out with my wine friends, your microclimate. So literally most of the sweet corn is being grown in the valley, but now that's going to shift, and a lot of it will be up north and down south. So we can start pulling off sweet corn to eat late May, would you say, Cammie?
Yeah, it's just right before Memorial Day is when we have it.
And into the end of September, so... And I don't know if the Midwest can claim that.
No, they can't, because I go to the Des Moines Farmers Market, as Harold is one of the top 10 in the whole country, and I'm going to get all the vegetables and the produce. I'm in Iowa. We just drove through miles.
Iowa sweet corn is good.
I got potatoes. I got huge onions. There was not one stalk of corn.
Really?
It wasn't in season yet. Yeah. I'm in Iowa. And I can't get corn, at the farmer's market in June.
So it's funny you say that because we have a farmer's market out west that we operate about Memorial Day to 4th of July. And we always get people from Iowa that are like, no way can you be our sweet corn. You know, we're, and then we're like, okay, here's 6 ears. It's
just
free.
Try
just
it.
Try it, you know, and if you love it, then just come back or tell your friends. And they're back in 2 days. No joke. And they're like, that is the best sweet corn. We're like, okay, we won't tell Iowa, but Arizona has pretty great sweet corn.
And that's one of the crops that you grow. So Russo Farming Company, what's the range of crops that this farm family grows?
We do about 20 different commodities.
Oh, wow.
So right now we're in the sweet corn, watermelon phase. And then we did onions just before that in May. And then really all winter we're doing broccoli, cabbage, carrots, parsleys, beets, leeks, kales, chards. We have a lot of iceberg now and some romaine and the spring mix, the different types of varieties and spinach that go into your bag lettuce. So we kind of have it all. It's pretty neat.
And most of their coverage then is right here in Maricopa County. And in other words, that's where they're doing most of their farming.
Yes, we're right. Only in Maricopa County right now. Yeah. So
you became.
Now you say only Maricopa County. But it's, if I'm not mistaken, the last time we had Mr. Russo on, it's 7 or 8,000 acres.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep. We have quite a bit.
This isn't a backyard adventure.
No, it's not. Yeah.
And so you're food safety officer for 8,000 acres of 20 different varieties of food?
Yeah.
The pressure is on.
That's a big job.
Keeps me busy. Well, we have a lot of great, I have a lot of great employees and people that help. So it's a team effort for sure. It's not just me.
Talk about it. Explain to us a day-to-day for the director of food safety.
And I'll let you do that right after this. We can do a lot of things, but we can't stop the clock.